This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news, intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversation. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
From what day you may find out, certain people not like me. Everyone cuckus bagat thing now. Makes true me, I do it like Nike. But me not fear no guy now. No matter how hard them a spite me, me just a go and do me thing now. Me just a do it like Nike. 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 Me just a do it like Nike.
Talking Heads with Nati is brought to you by BTC, Burger King, the Cancer Treatment Centers of America, the Cleveland Clinic, Dunkin' Donuts, Fine Threads, Grand Bahama News, Jaws Department Store, Joker's Wild, KFC, the Ministry of Health and Wellness, Percy's Island Games, and Tropical Gyros.
Plus me and the Cuban a link up. Rose gold for the Cuban link up. How much ice just a hurr and me rinse up. From what day you may find out, certain people no like me. Everyone cock a smack a thing now. Bets throw me a do it like Nike. But me no fear no guy now. No matter how hard them a spite me, me just a go and do me thing now. Me just a do it like Nike. Me just a do it like Nike. Me just a do it like Nike. Me just a do it like Nike.
And good afternoon, good day, happy hump day, happy Wednesday. This is Pearly in the house. We're talking here, it's filling in for Naughty today here on Guardian Radio 96.9. Good to be back with you. Naughty sends his apologies. You know, he's having some nursing issues with his dad, so he's dealing with all of that. So I said, I'll pinch it. Hopefully this will be a good luck for my Dodgers tonight. We'll see what happens. But how's everybody doing? Wasn't that a lot of rain yesterday? I thought I was going to float away. It poured and it rained and it rained. And then I thought, now, all right, we get all this rain, there's maybe one little cold front coming and we can start feeling some autumn weather. Hotter than hot. I don't understand it. But, you know, never question the good Lord. I guess our coolness will come in its time. Once it's here for Christmas, I good, you know. Once we don't have a hot junk canoe, I cool. But just making sure everybody is good. Let's see what's happening in the Guardian this morning. Oh, let me say this now. Let me say all this. If you want to call in, and it's open line today, so we can call in and we can talk. Right now, anything you don't want to talk about, we can talk about today. We'll see how best we can fix it. 323-6232. 323-6232. 325-4316. 325-4316. Or 325-4259. 325-4259. Toll free 242-300-5720. If you want to text me, and the text line is powered by BTC at 422-4796. That's 422-4796. Let me hear from you now. Now, let's see what's happening in the Guardian this morning. Take your project somewhere else. Residents successful in stopping Atlantis Sea Aerodrome in Montague Bay. Interesting. Potential Gibson nominee faces pushback from some. That getting dead interesting. Six-year-old injured during shooting in Grand Bahama. Boy. 77,000 or 77K in items stolen from the Red Cross. And then we look at the business section. $600 million for Grand Bahama shipyard expansion. A monumental investment for Grand Bahama. Caribbean at Half Bay Point to meet food import reduction goal of 25% by 2025. Exhumed. Now, I wonder how that affects us. They say Caribbean. Now, we could only reduce ours by 2% and the rest do it by 30-40% to bring the average up. So that'd be interesting to see just how that works. And Exuma Business Outlet Exuma Business Outlet to tackle conversation on infrastructure and growth. Just like that when caller come in. Boy, okay, let's take the caller. Call you on the air. What's happening?
I'm pleasant. Good evening, Pearly. How you doing?
Sparky, what's happening?
Boy, look here, you know, I'm almost afraid not to even open my mouth.
Why? What happened?
Boy, somebody just sent me some information about a Bahamian.
No, careful how you tell me now. Careful.
Hold on, let me do curb this now. Okay. This sounds scary.
Okay, let's be very guarded.
A young Bahamian walked in the premises of some people living in Lightfoot Key, some millionaires.
Uh-huh. You're hearing this is alleged. You ain't sure if this true. Just say that for me, please.
Hold on. This person is voicing opinion. And he did, there's a group of them covering his thing. And he said he's a role guy. He walked on these premises for some family named the Kellys of Lightfoot Key. And they had no kids. And they adopted him. And they eventually died and they left everything to him.
Okay.
He is saying, and he's on TV being interviewed.
Okay.
And him and a group of people have masks on to hide their identity and their identity.
This is on which TV? Here in Nassau?
Hold on.
you got to say this to me. Don't tell me, hold on. You got to tell me.
I can send you the video, but I can't. I can send, if I had your number, I would send you the actual video with this place. In a TV studio being...
Fair enough. Okay.
Being interviewed.
Okay. All right.
But him and his entourage, they all have masks on to hide their identity.
Okay.
He said from his parents' side, everything has been verified by the United States government, the CIA, the Bahamas government, and everything. The central bank and everything. From his parents' side, everything was left to him. He has been inheriting money that's in the billions right now.
Uh-huh.
Coming into his bank accounts into the Bahamas, and he can't touch it.
Why?
The government of the Bahamas is aware of it. The central bank is aware of it. And to this day, he can't touch his money.
And he's saying, why can't he touch his money?
Well, the man say this is over billion. The man is saying now that he could pay off the Bahamas national debt. Still have money. And live good, and he still have the property in Lightfoot Key, and everything, all the documents have been verified.
So what is he saying the problem is?
The problem is, because of the amount of the money, our own government is keeping this quiet.
It's alleged.
The government alleged.
Yeah, but you got to see, listen, let me ask you a question. You go on by what you see on the video, correct?
Hello?
You're going by what you see on the video, correct?
I'm saying I'm not.
Yeah, but see, I don't want. Listen to me, Sparkly. Listen to me carefully, please.
Uh-huh.
You're talking like you're being very authoritative on it, and I'm saying you cannot do that. I'm telling you, and you have to say certain things to protect me and to protect you.
Yeah.
Understand what I'm saying?
That's why I didn't call nobody's name.
So, no, but you got to say it's alleged. It is believed. You cannot just say
it's
like.
It's alleged and believed.
You can't say that you're talking like this is a sure thing. You have to say he is saying this because you ain't sure the government know about this. That's only by what you see in the video, by what he say. Correct?
Right, correct.
So there's no dispute. There's no nobody from the government has said anything like that. So you got to take it as a hearsay story until anybody else can verify it.
Okay, I guess
what I'm saying.
But what I'm saying, Purdy, the way the world itself is operating now.
Yes.
With this war in Russia and Ukraine, this war in Israel and the Palestinians, this thing about America backing Israel, 175%.
Yeah.
When you follow the history about the nation of Israel, how did Israel even start?
Uh-huh.
Israel, they sent the Jews after World War II in 1947. Into the land of the Palestinians.
Yes, and if you listen to the Jews, they say that's their land, that's the promised land that God gave to them. If you listen to the Palestinians, we've been here for 6,000 years. These people come and uproot us and move us out of our land.
Put that in them.
Sparky, I got another caller. I got to get another caller. Caller, you on the air.
Hey, what's happening, Burley?
I get my brother. Sparky, I have to apologize before you talk. Give me a second before you talk. Sparky, I have to apologize. You can't go start talking to somebody else while you got me on the radio because the whole Bahamas here and all of that. So I couldn't let that happen. My producer will shoot me. Go ahead, call us. Thanks for calling.
You just do that to me. We're kind of too close to this. Listen. I ain't no Miami Dolphin.
Uh-huh.
And I ain't no Dallas Cowboy.
Okay, good.
I'm a Buffalo Bills.
Okay.
You understand me?
So you're bragging rights.
I just want to say that until after 5.
Okay, no problem. Listen,
what Sparky was saying just now is factually verified.
No, no.
Another radio station.
No, no.
I'm not disputing
what he's saying. But what I'm saying to him is he saw it on another radio station or TV station airing that guy's story, correct?
Yes.
But Sparky is talking. He can't talk. Sparky was talking as if he was there, and so he has to talk as if this is relating to the guy he was saying. Okay.
I ain't going into nothing because the entire Bahamas knows about this.
Fair enough.
The security person that was involved in that, he went on a show with all of the documents from the central bank and everything to another talk show that was read over the air, and the talk show host couldn't believe it.
Okay.
But for some reason or another, the like you say, the government of the Bahamas buying something why the man couldn't get any money. But that is actually actual facts and verified by documentation.
Fair enough. Okay? Fair enough.
Okay. And that's what I really call
it. Yeah, I mean, and I wasn't disputing that it wasn't verified. All I wanted Sparky to be guarded by how he relates the story.
Yeah, you know, Sparky doesn't be on them brown borders sometime.
I understand that. That's why I got to protect my brother. You see, I don't want him to say some things, then you look, me and him in front of Erica and we in problems.
Yeah, years ago, all I can remember this, when they say when fella was staying in the town hotel, and he was telling all the Amos to bring the light bills and bring all of that.
I remember that story, yeah.
Remember that?
Yeah.
And then the FBI came to investigate this fella through the banks for money laundering.
Yes.
But the FBI found out that it was true.
Yeah, I remember. I don't know the conclusion of it, but I remember the guy was there telling him to pay a bill. I was tempted.
But he died.
Oh, boy. Okay.
I think his family probably pushing it, you see?
Okay, I understand.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, my brother. Buddy. All right. Take care. We got a couple of texts here. Let's see what this text is here saying. Good day, Pearlie. Shane will have a problem with Fred Mitchell. Fred don't want Shane problem starting in the PLP. Next text. Hey, Pearlie, you hear anything about the 52 workers can't get paid? I have heard that story going around. I think they had a demonstration or something about it, if I'm correct. But I know there's a story going around, and somebody told me it's factual. And then you have a lot of contractors, workers as well. So I don't know if they've resolved that issue as yet. Caller, you on the air.
Caller, what's happening, man?
And I know I can let you know, but I'm still trying to find out. What's happening?
I'm calling. This is me from St. Petersburg, man. What's happening?
Hey, St. Petersburg. How's the bed up there?
Man, be getting out of rain now, man.
Okay, you know, yeah.
I'm driving in the rain right now.
Be careful.
Hey, but check this out. Hey, I hope your dog just pull it off tonight, man. You know what I'm saying?
Listen, I get my fingers, toes, nose, eyes, everything crossed on my body for the night.
Hey, but check this out. You know, the nerve of some people say Israel don't have the right to fight back. You know, man, I was watching those videos. They take babies out of the cribs and behead them and take Holocaust survivors, man, and just kill them. Man, and a lot of Palestinian people are getting killed too. But Hamas, they hide their weapons in hospitals and hotels and people home, and if they shoot at the Israelis, they consider that a military target. You know, I'm sorry, people are gonna die, but man, nobody want to mess with the Jews, man. Trust me, there's you know, I was in the Marine Corps, and we did cross training with the Israelis.
Okay,
and they trust me. They are the best of the best. You know what I mean? They would hunt you down. You have to leave this universe. Trust me. You don't mess with Israelis. The idea of trust me. They because they want people. They surrounded by people who want to annihilate them.
Yeah.
And you got some of these people talking. They don't have the right. It should be a ceasefire, man. They trust me. They can go in there, and that group Hamas can be extinct. So you know.
If it goes by the history of the way the Israelis have operated, they're not going to stop until they wipe them out, until they humble Hamas.
Yeah,
they're going to do it, whether we think it's right or wrong.
Yeah, trust me. They don't care what people say. They going to shoot first and worry what the criticize later.
And
the IDF is one of them.
It goes back to what I was... Go ahead. Sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, and all their people are trained. They automatically... When you come 18, you automatically have to join the military. So... They could call up. Their army is really not big, but their reserves are one of the biggest in the world. They could call up 500,000-600,000 men in hours.
Yeah, yeah. So, they do have a huge reserve.
Everybody is trained, man.
Yeah. So, and the Israeli army, navy, air force, well-trained, well equipped by the United States.
They got the best Air Force in the world, man. Trust me.
Well, I don't know if it's the best, but they got one of the best.
Trust me, I'd say top two.
Okay.
All right, man. Hey, hope you don't just pull it off, man.
I just say, keep praying for me, brother. All right.
Yeah, man. I want to say a shout out to my cousin Diana Road Traffic, man, and my another cousin Charmaine Gilbert. All have one love, one love, one love.
Well, I have a new listener. Okay, thanks for calling, brother.
Yeah.
I have a new listener, and I told them if they listen today, I'll say, hey, Nay. So thank you for listening, Nay. I said earlier, it depends on who you talk to. If you go to the Israelis, they're going to tell you they were persecuted for thousands of years. It is the land that God gave them. It's the promised land, and they'll show you blah, that. And then if you go to the Palestinians, they're going to say, we are the true Israelis. We are the ones that inherit this earth. We've been here 6,000 years. They uprooted us and put us in an open air jail. So it depends. So right now, the big money in behind the Israelis, every major corporation in this world got a Jew running it, or if not in the high end executive. So it is what it is. And we'll all form our opinions on it. Some people will, you know, I had a caller on another show yesterday who was adamant about it, about the Israelis uprooting the Palestinians. But yeah, we'll see. We have another caller on the line. You have a caller, Mr. Producer? Come on in, Mr. Caller.
Yeah, I probably had to call back. I was interrupted by somebody.
Yeah, but you can't tell me hold on. You got to tell them hold on. When you're talking to me, you got to talk to me.
Yeah, they were leaving. But anyway, what I'm saying is, check the history. These people was always saying that they were the God chosen people.
Yeah.
They said that they were. They were talking for themselves that they, from the Bible history, they tell us.
They say Moses led them to the promised land, yes.
Yeah, they say that was their promised land. They said that.
The Bible said that, eh?
No, the Bible was written by men.
Okay, so you're challenging what man wrote, what God inspired. No, God inspired man wrote.
God inspired you to be talk show, this host, talk, this talk, this talk show host.
Okay.
God inspired you from you, born to do what you want to do.
Okay.
So whatever you do, God inspired you to do it.
You telling me the Bible wrong? That's you telling me.
I didn't say the Bible wrong.
I'm just asking you. I'm just making sure.
What we want to believe.
All right. That's what. Okay.
The Muslims got their belief.
So let me ask you this question.
Everybody got their belief.
So what? Go ahead.
The Christians got their belief. What I'm saying is, if you look at when Palestine started from 1947, when they went there from refuge from Hitler and them. And the United Kingdom, America, Canada, European, and all of the white people, they sent them to Palestine.
United Nations, yeah.
They sent them to Palestine for refuge from Hitler and all that crew after World War II.
Yeah.
And look what happened. If you look at the map of Palestine now, look what the Palestinians are going through. Now, everything what Israel is all about now are still being backed by all the foreign powers. What I'm saying to say this, Purdy, listen to me.
Hey, listening.
We got to protect the Commonwealth of the Bahamas because everybody come in here to take over our land, to do what they want to do, and tell us what they want to do. We got brothers coming from the South coming here to occupy 39 shanty towns and a little island 21 by 7. We can't get them off our land. We got Cubans. We got Jamaicans. We got Asians. We got French. We got German. Everybody coming to Bahamas because they say the Bahamas is one of the most beautiful countries in the Western Hemisphere.
In the world.
We got more carbon credits here than the Amazon desert down in South America.
I know what you're talking about. I won't verify that place.
They're coming to get the carbon credit. They're coming to get everything. And look here. Right to this day, if we such the richest country in the Western Hemisphere, how come our children and our grandchildren can't even afford to buy land in our own country? How come we can't afford to own our own bike? How come we can't afford to own our own hotel? Everybody come here as foreigners, and guess what? We got to admit, it's our politicians who allow this to happen, because most of our politicians and accountants and everybody are shareholders in these companies.
Not most. You can't say most. You may say some. Not most. Some.
But they are leaders. our religious leaders, our social leaders, they're selling out the country because they don't care what the, in the future. They want to live rich now. They're the ones that
all for us, me, baby. All for me.
They're telling us now, don't worry, but now, when you die, you will walk streets of gold in heaven. But they want to live. They want to live rich now. They want rich now. They want to live rich now, and our people in the Bahamas can only hardly afford to get a government house. We can hardly afford to go to the supermarket and get corned beef and grits.
Right
in the Bahamas, living good off the pot of the land, our religious leaders taking the money from poor people every Sunday.
Sparky.
Riding around in Rolls Royce and Lexus and everything. First lady and the bishop and everything, living good off poor people money and calling it in the name of Christianity and religion.
Sparky. I got to go now. I got another two callers waiting, okay? But you made your point. Very well. Oh, I love you, Sparky boy, but you test me. Good afternoon, you're on Talking Heads and Guardian Radio. This Pearly. I didn't even know what it was just.
Pearly, I just thank you. I know. I can't believe this two times in a row, Sparky. But listen, I called, I rise on a point of clarification and information in this honorable house today.
Yes, sir.
If you will you allow me.
Yes, sir.
Good. See, all of that's all them sidebar stuff with going on with the Israelis and the Palestinians, like what Sparky, some of that stuff that he's saying. This started from Samson and Delilah, Palestinian and Iranian, from Israelians back in biblical day, from Samson and Delilah. You understand me? That's how they've been fighting from then. Now, what happened with Israel, over the years, they've still been throwing little rocking at one another. But the Egyptian war in 1940-something, that involved the Israelis,
uh-huh.
When the Israelis pushed back the Egyptians. And then in 1967, the Israelis acquired, because of war, most of that land in Palestine and the Gaza Strip. That's how the Israelis really took hold of those lands.
Okay.
Now, as years went by, they gave back some of the land, but they still maintained a border and control, basically over the Gaza Strip.
I got you.
And in the last 10 years, uh-huh. To do a little peace, more peace deal, the Israelis removed their troops completely out of the Gaza Strip, but they maintain a border that if you come in over, we need to know. If you come in back, we need to know. But these fellas won't fight off more than they could do with Hamas and Hezbollah and stuff and throw rock at Israelis and know they can't handle them boys. That's basically how the history of that
goes. Okay, because if you throw rock, they can throw 8-inch block back. I know.
Thanks.
Mr. Medusa, we'll take our first break. This is Pearly filling in for Naughty Today and Talking Heads. This is Guardian Radio. We're on 96.9 FM. We'll be right back.
The Aedes aegypti mosquito that carries the dengue fever virus needs water to lay eggs and breed. Check tires, buckets, garbage cans, bottles, and even bottle caps, bromeliads, or anything around or inside your home where water can collect. Be sure to cover or turn over containers that have to remain outside. Fight the bite. Check your yard regularly to help protect you and your family from dengue fever. This message is brought to you by the Ministry of Health and Wellness.
Refined style with elegant taste, then fine threads is your place. If you want those slots hemmed or just taking the waist, then fine threads is your place. If you want to look suave and debonair everywhere you go, like you're supposed to be in a video, want to step out and look great, then fine threads is your place. Refined style with elegant taste, then fine threads is your place, is your place, is your place.
Ready to experience a classic Dunkin' Donut as the ultimate coffee delight? The new Dunkin' Boston Cream Latte is the perfect balance of sweetness and indulgence. Savor freshly brewed bowl espresso, creamy milk, rich dark chocolate and vanilla flavors, all topped with whipped cream and drizzled with chocolate. Available hot or iced. The Dunkin' Boston Cream Latte has the taste sensation to make your heart sing. The Bahamas runs on Dunkin'.
Attention, Bahamas. Our national pride is at stake. The Nations League is in full swing, and our men's national team is gearing up for an epic showdown against Antigua and Barbuda. On Saturday, October 14th at 6 p.m., join us at the Thomas A. Robinson Stadium and cheer on our Junkanoo boys to victory. This is a must-win match for our Group B standing, and we need your support now more than ever. Get your tickets today for VIP, general, or children's seating. Options at BahamasFA.net or call 821-3891. Bahamas, let's stand with pride and bring home this win.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
We're back. This is Pearly here at Talking Heads on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. That was a couple of interesting calls in reference to what's going on in Israel. I should have done a little more study up on that so I could sound like I know more sense. But I hear what Spock had to say. I hear what the other callers all had to say. And on that note, we have another caller coming in. We'll take that caller, Mr. Producer. Just before we take the caller, let me read this text. The previous caller stated that the Israelis had removed soldiers from the West Bank of Gaza over the last 20 years is totally wrong. Israel has waged three Gaza wars since 2007 alone, in which 2,000 Palestinians and only a dozen Israelis have died. Caller, you on there.
Good afternoon.
Hi, how are you?
Great. Yeah, reference to the war, this thing goes much deeper than we're seeing today.
Uh-huh.
It goes back to the 1920s. 1930s to 1940, the 1967 war and all of that, okay?
Okay.
But I want to look at this from a totally different perspective. I want to look at it from a perspective of the protesters and what they are doing. See, you remember during the COVID virus outbreak, people were going around talking about the Great Reset was in the air.
Uh-huh.
Israel is one of the traditional countries, so they are under attack from within and from without. Yeah. From the neighborhood and from other countries as well, because anti-Semitism is all over the world now.
Yes.
But from the perspectives, you look at the college students, the way they're protesting and all of that, see what is going on is this is the elements of the Great Reset. These people are socialists/communists, and they are trying to overthrow everything that has been traditional in the world. Okay, that's what the Great Reset meant, okay? And that failed. So now they're using these smaller groups like the Palestinians and all of that. There's like in the United States, Europe, Australia, New Zealand, Europe. There's a movement afoot to actually dismantle everything that is of traditional standard. These are the same people who will protest who are propagating the LGBT and the transgender movement. Uh-huh. All of these people are interrelated. There's, like I said, this movement is really deep. This is communism that they are trying to impose, especially in the United States. They're so embarrassed, they won't call it communism, they call it socialism. But Israel is one of the few countries that are standing against this. Yes, they have a LGBT community there, but yeah, it's relatively small. But you see, if they can topple Israel and other countries that are Christian religious, that is what their attempt is right now.
Okay.
The United States has on its money and in its constitution, in God we trust. Okay.
And the people trying to move it off the money.
They're taking God out of the schools.
They've done that long time ago.
When I was in college, I remember they had this movement to remove God from campuses where high school and junior high school children, they couldn't pray.
That's why I went to Catholic schools.
Yeah, this is an all-encompassing movement that you're seeing being done right now. And the war in Israel, you know, these people are barbarians, man. When you're cutting children's heads, babies' heads off and stuff, or beheading children, you know, that's barbaric, man. That belongs in the 12th and 13th century. People don't do that. If you're trying to get sympathy from the world for your plight, for the people in Gaza and the people in the West Bank and all of that, if you're trying to get a home state Okay, they had a chance many times because Israel was at the table many times trying to get these people to negotiate.
Uh-huh.
But they want all of the Israel. They don't want a piece of it. They want all. So they're not going to live in peace. And this is going to continue. You know,
it will, and it'll probably continue for another 1,000 years.
Yes. I hope we evolve beyond that by that time if humanity is still around. But
I was hearing what you're saying, and let me give you the answer. What young people say, man, times changing, things changing, the thing like that. It don't have to be like that anymore. What's your response to something like that?
Right. Well, my response to something like that is yes, we change and we evolve, but you cannot forget where you come from because again, history repeats itself constantly in that region, you know?
Yeah.
And in humanity, so at some point, we have to evolve beyond that, beyond these petty squabbles and stuff and try to advance humanity. But it's not going to advance when you have grown men cutting and raping women and decapitating babies. You know, that's not evolution, that's devolution. They're going backwards, okay? And as long as Hezbollah and Hamas, as long as they are there suppressing and oppressing their own people, okay, the United States and other countries send billions, tens of millions of dollars into those regions, and they're taking the money from the people. Look at where the Hamas leaders live, man. They live in Dubai. They live in mansions and high-rise hotels and stuff. They don't live among the people, but they're telling the people to fight, to resist. But they're not there putting their, quote-unquote, necks on the line. You know what I mean, brother?
Interesting. Very interesting.
Okay, man.
Take care.
Right.
Thanks for calling. That was a very interesting call. Very, very. Like you said, the show's very interesting. They had the town meeting yesterday. And let's take this call before I get into that. Callie, you on the air. How you doing?
Well, this is me again, St. Petersburg. I want to clear up something. Yes. The Israelis did pull out when the Hamas government came into power. But a few years later, they had a couple of scrimmages and wars. But the Israelis pulled out, totally pulled out of the Gaza Strip, and then the Hamas government took over.
Okay.
10 years ago, they totally pulled out. But like I say, they kept their border. You know what I'm saying?
I got you.
So check it out.
I will check it out. Okay, thanks for calling.
Yo.
So, they had the town meeting yesterday. And I understand they had a very good turnout. So I kind of feel like I helped out a good turnout out there. I don't want to say, I try not to tell them how to make the decision, but they were rough. What is the new plan? Texter saying this. What is the new plan for the new Minister of Energy have up her sleeves? Light bill is hurting the little man on the street. Not just the light bill hitting everybody. We're talking about the little man. Everybody. My light bill has more than doubled. It has more than doubled. So I've seen a ridiculous light. And I ain't like I burn in extra. I mean, yeah, I got the AC on, but that basically I run it the same way I run it all year round. Don't turn it on until the night. Turn it off early in the morning. It ain't like I burn in a bunch of lights all around. I don't have no lights on all around. But the light bill jumped triple. Literally triple. Triple plus. So it is. It'd be interesting to see. You know, I guess we're in a state of mourning right now. So not very a lot of policy decisions, and the House has not come back in yet. But the House is back in next Wednesday. I understand there's several bills that are going to be tabled. I think an energy bill. Don't quote me on that, but I think I heard that. I could be right or wrong. I could be wrong, I should say. But let's wait to see what happens. It'll be quite interesting to see. But the town meeting yesterday. And I understand the sailing community was there. People from the Monarchy Ramp was there. Residents were there. And they basically, I don't want to say run the people out of town, but, you know, can't find Jerry Roker. But they basically told him to take your belt and start looking for stuff. And this, you know, I'm not praising anything, but this is what needs more of this town. Public consultation needs to be happening. The government is about to bring the cannabis marijuana bill out, and I hope we do a lot of public consultation on it and get the views of the public, not just people in my set, but the young people and the people over the hill. So let's don't say we have a town meeting at QC and expect people from Camp Road to come. You got to go. We got to go into the school in Camp Road and have a town meeting there, so the people will come, or even on the park or something like that, and go and be in town and let's talk to the people and see what they feel about it. When we do more consultation like this, people feel more comfortable in buying into what you're doing. And I'm sure the group from Atlantis did a really good presentation yesterday. But the people have spoken. Another texter. Pearly, did you watch Beyond the Headlines last night? The lady told Shadiq Miller, telling her how the PLP did not want Obi to run for Best End in Bimini. I didn't watch the whole show, but I saw clips from it. And it's very interesting what I see happening there. If you look in the papers, it says potential Gibson nomination faces pushback from some. But I won't say it like this. That's politics. But this is going to be real interesting to see how they deal with this and who eventually emerges as the potential as the candidate for the Progressive Liberal Party in the by-election. From what I understand, the FNM then got their person, and they set to go with their person. And only waiting on the funeral, and then I guess they'll start hitting the road running and campaigning and all that. But it'll be interesting to see. It'll be very, very interesting to see who comes out as the nominee for the Progressive Liberal Party. We know that Shane Gibson has some support from members of the association there, of the branch association there. We know he has some support from throughout the community there. We know others, Kingsley and Paco and others, have big support there. So it's going to be quite interesting to see if the people get what they want, or does the party put what they want and the people accept it. So, I'm just going to sit back. I don't drink tea, so I can drink my coffee and watch. And we'll see just how it turns out. You know, it'd be funny, your phone start ringing and you shut out. Obviously means that person who called you not listening to you on the radio. So they'll have to. But anyway, we can take a quick break. Our second break, and when we come back, we'll wrap up and move into the news. This is Pearly for Talking Heads on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. I'll be back.
Craving a sandwich that hits all the right spots? Look no further. Introducing Dunkin's newest star, the Oven Toasted Turkey Sandwiches. Made with love and served on toasted sourdough bread, these classics are reinvented with a twist. Sink your teeth into layers of delicious deli turkey, crispy lettuce, and white cheddar. Plus, we've added the perfect kick with smoky bacon and your choice of creamy avocado spread or zesty chipotle sauce. Dunkin's got your sandwich cravings covered all day, every day. The Bahamas runs on Dunkin'.
Cancer Treatment Centers of America is now City of Hope, creating one of the leading cancer care and research networks from coast to coast, providing more of what you need. More locations means more care closer to home. More specialists means more expertise. More research means more breakthroughs. More advancements means more treatment options. And more options means more hope. Learn more at cancercenter.com.
George Shoes and Accessories is your one-stop shop for all your footwear needs. Whatever the occasion, John's is confident you will find what you're looking for. Among our always growing collection of amazing and trendy styles, we cover women, men, children, the whole family. Together with John's great prices and helpful and friendly customer service, your experience in shopping with us will be time well spent. Too busy to come in store? Shop with us online, www.johnshoes.com. John's also now carries small home appliances, so come on in today at Johns, where we put fashion at your feet.
Play with Island Games.
We making dreams come true.
Play with Island Games.
We paying more out to you. Don't mind the noise in the market. You getting cash in your pocket.
Cause Island Games is spicy, and spicy is tradition.
So when you
play Island Games,
we putting Bahamian's voice guaranteed to pay.
Island Games.
We like them other jokers. We've been here from the start, from the bike to computer.
Island Games.
We gonna make your dreams come true.
We playing with Island Games.
The only thing better than a KFC Deluxe Chicken Sandwich is a KFC Deluxe Chicken Sandwich and fries for only $7. At KFC, our fried chicken experts know that great taste is in the details. Fresh lettuce, ripe tomatoes, creamy mayo, and a KFC 100% white meat chicken filet stacked on a toasted brioche bun. Now served with golden fries for only $7. For the best chicken sandwich, always go for KFC. It's finger-licking good.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, quality.
And we're back. Last segment here of Talking Heads, 4 o'clock hour. Got a couple of texts here. One a couple. Pearly Sheen Gibson will run. Fred will have to step down. Oh boy. 4 decades ago, let's see. 4 decades ago, Israel allowed Hamas to be registered as a political party in the West Bank. They then funded Hamas for the first 20 years of Hamas' existence. Israel did this because they wanted to weaken Yasser Arafat and the Palestinian Liberal Organization. But Israel couldn't control Hamas. Israel always knew that Hamas was an extremist group, but the Israelis were fine with that as long as Hamas undermined Arafat's moderate position. We can take that call in a second. Who is the COI choice in the upcoming by-election? Do you think they stand a chance? Graham, with all ideas, should jump in. You want me to really be honest? No, not a chance. How many votes they'll take, that's to be seen. But to win the seat, nah. I don't take them serious. I don't know if anybody else does. I asked our Bahamas government why they can't rid our island of New Providence of 37 illegal shanty towns. We only 21 by 7 miles. Call you on there.
What's up, man, Pearly?
I can let you know soon.
Hey, listen, Sparky on the ghetto network talking with Israel and the Palestinians. We need to worry about the Asian taking over our country.
Well, you know, he did now. And that's what Sparky said now. Sparky, listen to Sparky carefully.
He
evolves right into the Haitian situation. He said we have Haitians, Chinese, Cubans, all that in the country.
Yeah.
When it comes to that part, my only thing is Sparky doesn't talk long. That's all.
Yeah, no, you know, he's talk long. You need to get straight to the point. You need to know your whole history.
Amen. So what's up?
This by election in West End, right?
Uh huh.
People in West End ain't Washington Gibson, you know. There's a few people in the council who's pushing for Shane Gibson.
Okay.
And those people pushing for Shane Gibson because the front candidate, he's a former supporter of the FNM.
Okay.
And that's why they don't want him. But the majority of people, they want. They want the front runner.
I got you.
Which happened to be Mr. Smith.
Okay.
But the people in West End and Eby Road, they don't wash it. Washington Gibson don't wash up.
Well, yeah, some key people have been on TV and bigging him up.
That's only one person.
But you know, the new thing in this place is called influencers. They may be very big influencers.
No, but see, West End ain't like that, bro. West End and Eby Road ain't like that.
Okay.
With West End and Eby Road. The Grand Bahama itself, when you talk about family island politics, it's completely different from Nassau politics.
Yeah, I know that. I know that very well. Grand Bahama politics is very different.
No, you can't bring Shane Gibson. Shane Gibson probably don't even know the different townships in Eby Rock and West End.
I know but he's a smart brother now. I understand that. He used to be president of the Patelco Union, the BCPOU, so he traveled the Bahamas and he's been around.
No, but BTC and Freeport. That's not in the West area.
You know, you have BTC in 8 Mile Rock, Matt?
No, you don't have no BTC office in 8 Mile Rock. I'm asking you if I'm right.
Okay.
So what I'm saying?
Okay.
This fellow, this is a West End boy. This is my neighbor's shrink cut down there. But you trying to say we and Grandpa being capable of picking out one people?
Well, you know, it's a by-election. When you see by-election come, politicians who aren't in the House, who may have lost in other seats, all try to get on that bandwagon and try to run.
But the thing about it is, I guess
they're saying we need the seat. We can put a strong candidate who got funding to win the seat. Maybe that's the way they're thinking. I don't know.
What's most important?
The people.
Representation for the people of West End, Eight Mile Rock, and Bimini.
Yes.
Or the representation for the PLP in the House of Assembly.
The most important thing is representing the people.
But if you put Shane Gibson on other people's, how can you represent people and a place you don't know?
I hear you, brother.
You only got 2 years left for them.
I hear you loud and
so
clear.
So you got 2 years to try and learn the place.
Yeah.
And plus on top of that, more likely, well, I understand they want to bring Shane Gibson so Shane Gibson can take over the ministry of Grand Bahama. That's what the word is on the street.
Oh, boy. Okay. Well, I mean, that's rumor, so we'll see.
Yeah, that's rumor, but you know, rumor don't be far from the truth.
Sometimes. There's smoke, there's some kind of fire.
There's always fire.
I gotcha.
So, right. You know, so, best friend, me and our best friend, like, I don't know what's going on at Bembley, but I can tell you for your best friend, my rock. People are interested in Shane Kiffin.
I hear you loud and clear. I just can make, I have Tim Horton, I have Folgers 1850, I have Folgers Colombian Blend, I have Starbucks, I have Dunkin' Donuts, I have some Cuban coffee, some Dubai coffee, and some Brazilian coffee. I can just drink my coffee and watch the whole show.
Well, I got my popcorn and my Coors Light. And I got my cigar and the ashtray.
I got you, my brother. I got you.
My shades on for the fireworks.
I got you.
But like I say, don't mind all the noise in the market.
Let's check the price.
Coming in my rock and where I stand, it's a completely different story.
Okay.
Completely different story.
I can do my homework.
Hit the ground and you'll see what's going on.
I can do my homework.
Come on.
All right, brother. Take care. Got another call on the line? Call, what you got to say? What's happening?
Yeah, Pearly.
Hey.
Three times I strike out. But listen, I call in your support now. Now, my boy who's on just now, normally gives some good thing, right?
Uh-huh.
But I really thought he's from Freeport. And he must have leave Freeport long years ago. Because he's saying, you know, Patelco and Freeport. What are you talking about? I used to wake up Patelco.
He didn't say Freeport. He said my rock. Freeport now. This outside the port.
West end of a Patelco active every day. 9 to 5 Patelco way down there. I wake in the office.
Okay.
I put in all the power plants and change all the batteries in there. 8 mile rock out of a Patelco up a little bit up to the corner from Praise the Lord in the back there.
Okay.
Big Patelco.
Okay.
I wake in there too.
All right.
So I error on that. And that is, you are correct. That is exactly why Shane Gibson gone down there ahead of them people to source his Patelco people and try to push them to the front, because Shane is very charismatic with his mouth, if you all know him, extremely. And that's why he take break off running on their face to do what he do. But now, because my boy just now, I agree, he may not have the majority of the public on the ground. Thanks for taking my call.
All right, brother. No problem. Right. Thanks for calling. Text up. There's no shame in Shane game. But Brave is breaking to Shane power. But it's just getting real interesting. Another person says, there's a big BTC in 8 Mile Rock. Okay. I got you. I hear you loud and clear. That's interesting. This is going to be, this by-election, you know, I love elections. Let me clarify. I love the fun of elections. I love the rallies. I love the going by the different headquarters, and I love the aura of elections. I love it. I love it. I love it. And we as a Bahamian people demonstrate to the world how election. I mean, I say how elections. We have peaceful elections. Yeah, we have your little row. You have your little row. But you don't have that. We don't have the violence like our sisters and brothers to the south of us. Let me take this last caller before we break. We don't have those kind of violence. We have really, really peaceful elections. So I love watching the elections. So, but what's going to be fun is watching the roll up to this election, the picking of the candidates. I tell you, I got about 8 different coffees. I ain't going to have fun. Call you on the air. I better look in the name, but don't be calling me that ugly, dude.
I didn't say Freeport. I didn't say Barack. I said West End proper, not Restaurant Bomber.
The brother who called last night said he wake in the building way in the back there in West End in the Betelco building there.
Listen, West End is a settlement.
I know West End well. Listen, I know West End. I pick a compound to death.
I just want to clear it up.
Okay, thank you, brother. But like I say, I got 8 different coffee. I can have my coffee. I can sit back. I can watch this. I can have a ball and listening to this. First hour over, Talking Heads. This is kind of cool. I didn't think we were going the direction of talking about Israel, but that's fine. You know, it's fine. I had a good time. I learned a couple of things. I can do a little more research, so when I ever come back, I can say what I have to say. But I promised to read everybody's texts, so I got one more text. I got a quick read. It says, the boy you say from Freeport, West End Towers, and that does a substation down there, because he is saying no BTC down in West End. The final was going to find out what's going on. I will be watching and drinking my bare leaf tea, Earl. Watch PLP. Plenty money in the ground in West End and Bimini. Get your ticket. Don't miss the show. Oh, I won't miss the show. Thanks for listening. We're going to go to news. When we come back, we can talk, especially what I like talking, sports. And let's keep hope that my Dodgers win tonight. This has been Pearly filling in for the first hour with Naughty on Talking Heads on Guardian Ready 96.9 FM. We'll be back on the other side of the news.
is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
Talking Heads with Naughty is brought to you by BTC, Burger King, the Cancer Treatment Centers of America, the Cleveland Clinic, Dunkin' Donuts, Fine Threads, Grand Bahama News, Joss Department Store, Joker's Wild, KFC, the Ministry of Health and Wellness, Percy's Island Games, and Tropical Gyros.
This is Talking Heads, the sports segment of Talking Heads. I'm Pearly, filling in for Naughty. Like I said, it's good to be here with you. I'm excited about doing this. Some good things in sports happening. There was one text that I did not read in the last, so I can throw that. Pearly Sparky is the most realistic caller you got. Trust it. Sparky, that's a blow for you. That's a blow for you, Sparky. All right, so what's happening, everybody? Some good things happening out there tonight. Oh, boy, my Dodgers tonight. Baseball yesterday, the Rangers, the Houston Astros, and Minnesota played yesterday. So now the Braves and the Dodgers play. The Braves play Philly tonight, and the Dodgers go back to Arizona down 2-0. Before I get into anything, let's take this caller. And then we'll get into the sports, and we'll get into today's sports. Is she calling you on the air?
Good afternoon. My first time calling your show.
Yes, sir.
Question I would like to ask you, sir.
Okay.
In the top five, where will you rate Brock Purdy as quarterback? I'll hang up and listen.
Ah, thank you so much. That's a very interesting call because you had, I think I was watching First Take with Stephen A. Smith this morning, and they were talking about quarterbacks and some people are saying Brock Purdy is a lead runner, a leader for MVP of the league. That's only Purdy's suggestion here. Number one will be Patrick Mahomes. That's the best quarterback in football. We know that. All right. Then you got Lamar Jackson. You got Hurts from Philadelphia. Let me think about this now. I put in two in there. You can get mad at me all you want. I put in two in there. I got to think about it. I don't put Purdy as a top five quarterback in the NFL. No, I don't. And I'll tell you why. He's in a system. And Naughty brought this point to fruition. San Francisco has a fantastic system. Garoppolo looked good in it. Purdy's looking good in it. That is geared towards playing on the strengths of these quarterbacks and doing plays that they don't make a lot of mistakes. They got a solid tight end, and they got solid running back and solid Swiss Army knife type play in Debo. So he's only had 10 or 11, maybe 12 games as a NFL quarterback, which he's done extremely well. He's not had any adversity yet. He's not had any stress yet. Let's see how it goes. But I don't put Brock Purdy, and I don't even know if I put him as a top 10 quarterback yet. I got to think about that a little bit. But I can answer your question before this 5 o'clock hour is out. Next call you on the air.
Still me.
Okay.
Can you please, I would like for a direct answer. Look at this young man.
No, I see what the young brother's doing. He's playing.
He replaced the injured quarterback last year, right?
Yes.
And he didn't make it to the finals, right?
Yes.
Okay, he is back now, 5-0.
Yes.
And you cannot give me a rating?
I said I need to think about it a little more. See,
no, I said five. I'm not going lower than five. You want to go to 10.
I don't have him as a top five quarterback. And
okay,
I'll tell you why.
You answer my question.
It's not because of the record of San Francisco. San Francisco has a beast of a team.
You answer my question. You said you don't rate him.
I don't rate him. I said I don't rate him as a top five quarterback.
Well, I have him in the top five.
And who's your top five?
You pick my number one.
Okay.
Okay. I will not go no further than that. He is in the top five.
All right.
But you pick my number one, Patrick Mahomes.
Okay.
I'll wait and see what others have to say.
All right. That's it. Boy, hey, you just got to win games, and all of a sudden, now you're the greatest quarterback in the world. Today in sports history. today's Wednesday, October 11, 2023. Today in sports history, in 1924, the Boston Bruins and the Montreal Maroons were granted NHL franchises. Oh, 1925, the New York Giants played their first NFL game. The Giants lost 14-0 to Providence. In 1975, the New York Islanders' Byron Trottier got his first hat-trick. In 1980, the Dallas Mavericks won their first game at Reunion Arena when they beat San Antonio 103-92. In 1984, Mario Lemieux from the Pittsburgh Penguins made his debut at the National Hockey League, the NHL, against the Boston Bruins. He scored a goal in his first shot on his first NHL shift. 1998, Steve Young, San Francisco 49ers, became the 20th player in NFL history to throw for 30,000 yards. In 2004, the Houston Astros won a postseason series for the first time in their 43-year history. They defeated the Atlanta Braves 12-3 in Game 5. The Astros had lost 7 playoff series, previously 3 of them to Atlanta. In 2006, New York Yankees and his flight instructor were killed when Little's plane crashed into a high-rise apartment building. And the quote of the sports quote today, I grab a whole armful of guys when the other color jersey, I grab a whole armful of guys with the other color jersey and then I peel them off until I find the one with the ball. Big Daddy Linscomb, Baltimore Colts. He was huge, too. Let's do a little bit of homework here. John's is the authorized distributor of ChefWorks Chefware, the most respected global culinary brand. John's carries chef jackets, chef pants, aprons, and hats, all designed to keep culinary professionals cool and comfortable. John's also now carries chef knives, sets for Mercer Culinary Tools, that makes a better chef, available John's Careware, Rosetta Street, Carmichael Road. And when you read these things on your phone and you're in as young as you used to be, you gotta like, you ever take a picture of something just to see the price, to see the directions on it, and then you blow it up on your phone? Well, I doing that. KFC, 7 sandwich deal Mondays to Fridays. The only thing better than KFC Deluxe Chicken Sandwich is a KFC Deluxe Chicken Sandwich and fries, only $7. Head to KFC, enjoy one today. KFC has a finger-licking good deal, too. Delicious, too delicious to miss. Enjoy a KFC Kentucky Deluxe Sandwich or your original recipe burger and fries for only $7. At KFC, great taste is in the details. Fresh lettuce, fresh tomatoes, mayo, and KFC 100% white meat chicken filet stacked on a toasted brochure bun and served with golden fries for only $7. Hurry today for the flavors you crave. KFC. We used to go KFC every day after Scouts. And don't forget the Bucket of Hope. Donate to support the sisters who have been to buy a bucket. KFC makes a donation, and you can also make a donation. Please support that. It's very important. So, the caller asked me to give him the top, where I put Brock Purdy as quarterback. See, he basing the argument on the 49ers being 5-0. But that ain't just because of him, you know. That ain't just because of him. That's because of the team is playing super, 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 super football. Okay. Let's think about this now. Patrick Mahomes, we say, is number one. I didn't want to bring this dude because he beat me bad, but Josh Allen probably is the second best quarterback in the NFL. Then you got Joe Burrow. Then you got Jalen Hurts. I forgot about Justin Herbert of the Chargers, Matthew Stafford, Dak Prescott, Aaron Rodgers. These like the top 10, I guess. This is not my picks. This is just what somebody else had put out. And I'm not knocking their picks. So you got Josh Allen, Patrick Mahomes, Justin Herbert, Aaron Rodgers, Trevor Lawrence, Anthony Richardson from the Colts, the rookie, Jalen Hurts, Matthew Stafford, Lamar Jackson, Kyler Murray. That's who ESPN, a writer from ESPN has picked. I don't know if I agree with it. I don't disagree with it. All I know is Patrick Ewing is the best quarterback, and I think Tua is a top five quarterback. If we base it on stats of the 2023 season, if we're basing it on the stats of the 2023 season, so if we look at the total scope of work or their total work, that'll mean for the year. So Purdy only got 10 games. So for the first 10 games, he's looking good. How can I make him a top 10 quarterback after 10 games? Yes, he's having good. Then C.J. Stroud should be a top 10 quarterback too then, because he's looking super. Anthony Richardson from the Colts got hurt, but he's looking super. You got to play, you got to give me a little more body of work. Little bit more. Tua is doing well. That's why you can say that. Dak is top 10 in Rich lifetime. Nobody can tell you Dak ain't top 10 no more. Y'all didn't listen to Naughty yesterday. Not bad. Naughty talk about his Cowboys. He want everybody fired. I think right now he even won the team sold. At least new owners. He asked for McCarthy head. He said, put Dan Quinn. If Dan Quinn don't perform, get rid of him. That's boy, that's interesting. But right now, I cool. My Dolphins doing okay. I ain't getting too heavy. What's happening, Bahamian sports? Kalmar's eye set on Paris. Bahamian jumper received a scholarship from Arakiums. Congratulations. Miller to serve as technical committees of serve on the technical committee of the Pan Am Games. That's wonderful. That's wonderful. Bahamian equestrian rider competes at Dressage Challenge. We you know, this country's small, but we bigging up in all kinds of sports. It's riding horses now. It's people from the Eastern Road, that's fine. They're Bahamians. Riding horses. We had water polo, swimmers, track and field, soccer, baseball, basketball. What else? Sailing. We a very talented country when it comes to sports. You know, I don't think we realize that. I know we get mad if we don't win the gold medal. The fact that we make it there amongst, see, we only 300,000, and we keep competing the countries with 300 million and beating them, that's good. Our countries with 1 million people, or 2 million, or 10 million people, we beat up on plenty countries. So when I see one of our athletes just make it to the finals or qualify for the Olympics, I'm excited for them. That's an accomplishment. That's a fantastic accomplishment within itself. The gravy is winning the medal, yes. But I don't be mad if they win the medal. I can be mad about that. I'm just happy that they're there. I'm happy that they're there, that they have an opportunity to represent our country and do well. So whether it's riding horses or whether it's lifting weights, boxing, judo, whatever it is, once we had Bahamians in Olympics in judo, ramming, I can't remember first name from my church, or from the World Judo Championships, I think. I don't know if it's the Olympics, I think it's the World, might be both. Fantastic judo athlete, fantastic. We got a caller, Mr. Producer. Caller, you are on the air. I do all that fancy talking, you ain't answer me. Caller, you there?
Hey, Birdie Bird.
What's up?
What's up, Matt? You're this?
No, what you saying? This.
You got it. Got it.
Pumpkin.
No one know the original, man.
What's happening? What you got to say to me today, brother?
Hey, Naughty Boy. Naughty Doc and Naughty.
No, Naughty, you know, Naughty is giving care to his father. And he had some issues with the nurses, so he's dealing with that. So he asked me, he called me in minutes before. I said, man, can you pull? And I said, listen, let me give me 2 minutes to warm up. I'll be out the bullpen soon.
Doing a good job. I'll let your voice out, man.
Thank you very much.
For politics, I didn't comment on I didn't want to call in a comment on that, on the by-election.
Okay.
Because I hope he's a good friend of mine. I have respect for him.
Fair enough.
I wait until the funeral's over.
All right, we'll talk next week. I'll be back next week.
Yep, I could deal with the chairman in the front or over there.
Okay, I got you.
I don't like what he said, but I insulted the former Prime Minister Christie.
All right.
But I do that next week. Okay, all right. I could deal with football, though.
All right, that's cool, man. What you got to say?
Yeah, I surprise you. I see Mr. P calling and challenging you, right?
Uh-huh.
I want to ask Mr. P, he's a Dolphin.
No, he's a 49er fan. That's why he's saying that. See, you want to know Brock Purdy, the quarterback for the 49ers. And he's selling that. They're very, very strong right now. See, let me tell you about the key to winning football games. Staying healthy. That's the key to winning. And they're healthy. And if they can stay healthy, they'll be very, very hard to beat. Very hard to beat.
What do you think about our Dolphins back in first place?
Still, I'm telling you, and mark my words, the Dolphins will win the AFC East. They will win the AFC East. Don't worry. The Buffalo cut catch them. Buffalo caught them. They can learn from that. When they come back January 9th, when Buffalo come down to Miami to play, I'll be right there.
I can't wait for that one.
That could be a beating. And they haven't scheduled a time for the game because it could be the determination who been the AFC East. So, but I'll be there either way. Whether it's 1 o'clock, 4 o'clock, or 8 o'clock.
Check your schedule. That might be an NBC game.
No, they have time to be determined. They haven't determined the time of that.
Well,
they're going to schedule that as it pertains to the playoff run and how it fits. So they'll schedule that later on now.
But at the same time, one of those night game for the Dolphins, you have scheduled to be on NBC.
That's Thursday night. They have a Thursday night game, yes. That's a Thursday night game. I can't remember who they're playing.
I hate that because what happened? BDC need to do something on my Flow TV. That's go to prime time.
Okay.
I can't watch it.
Oh, okay. But I think cable is carrying on their ESPN channels, you know.
I ain't got cable, you know.
Oh, okay. I got you.
Flo's robbed me sometimes. But I you know, they need to do something for that, man. We are Dolphins.
See, my thing is I got cable, I got IPTV, I make sure I got everything. When it's time for me to watch my game, if cable ain't got it, I flip to my IPTV. I can find it. I get when IPTV get 12,000 channels.
What happened? I only got my back of my TV only got 2 slots.
That's fine. You only need a Fire Stick.
No, I say 2 slots. One got my computer, and one got the Flow TV hook up to it.
Oh, okay. I understand.
I need to buy for more slot.
I show you. I ain't quite certain.
Yeah, but listen, how you look for Sunday?
Oh, we should win the game easy on Sunday. We got the Carolina Panthers. Let me see how far we favorite. I think we are 13-point favorites. So 2 touchdown favorite, 13.5 points. We're 2 touchdown favorite. We should win that game. We should do well.
Well, how would you measure 90% well or
95?
Oh, that sounds good.
Yeah.
Panthers don't look that good though.
Say it again.
They don't look that good.
Panthers stay rebuilding. They're a young team, so that's why they got to get spanked up a little bit to learn some things.
Oh, they got Tony Elk quarterback.
No, that's the Titans. Don't cross me crazy on Dion Radio, yeah. I go on. I got another call.
Before I let you go, that's a 1 o'clock game.
Yeah, let me see. Hold on. Yeah, 1 p.m. That's a 1 o'clock game. Sunday at 1.
All right.
I think that's on CBS.
All right. That's a good team. All right.
All right.
Have a good day.
Take care, Pumpkin. Good to hear your voice.
All right.
You got another caller there, Mr. Producer? Caller, how are you? Hello?
Hello.
Yes, how can I help you?
This is 48.
Yeah, who else is it supposed to be?
It's after 5 now, right?
Yes, it's after 5. You're only talking sports, Sparky.
Yeah, hold on,
and you got to be quick, Sparky.
No, hold on, boy. Hold on, boy. Calm down. Naughty here, right?
No, Naughty's not on today.
Naughty here, so only you on there.
Yes, sir.
Punkin need to call it.
Yes, sir.
Punkinator never played soccer, nothing in his life.
That's all right. Listen to me.
Punkinator
Listen to me carefully. Listen to me carefully. You don't have to. You don't have to be a former sports player to call the show to talk sports. David Stern never played in the NBA and was the commissioner of the NBA for 100,000 years. So it doesn't matter. Once you like sports, be good. Gotcha.
You so well voiced and overpowering.
What's up?
You naughty. You're so overpowering. The other day I was trying to call you were naughty talk for a whole hour.
That's a talk show.
No, but y'all don't even answer no phone.
Well, you called me in advance, right?
No.
Sparky, we ain't around now. You can tell me what you called. So tell me what you called about.
Naughty.
Let's talk to sports. What you called about?
Buddy, you gotta stop that. When you and naughty started rowing, y'all are around for a whole hour.
We supposed to.
And the phones light up, and you don't answer one.
Okay.
You got your people.
I can do better. Like I got 2 other people holding now.
Yeah, right.
So I can let you talk, so I can get to them.
Might be lying to them.
But hello. See, you let them brown ball because me, you fight today now. What you saying, Sparky?
I'm not doing a brown ball, but sometimes you gotta realize that the sports show.
Uh-huh.
The Bahamians ain't into the sports like maybe you and Aaron Green and a Naughty.
Sparky, let me say this much to you. Let me, Sparky. Okay, go ahead.
Have an hour after five. That people won't talk about something. And only you, like the other day, you and Naughty was rowing for a whole hour.
Sparky, why do you keep repeating yourself? Sparky, let's talk another day, please. Bye. See, you know, I hear what Sparky is saying, and I don't like that. And I can say this much. You'll be surprised just how much people in this country like sports. Maybe they don't be fanatical about it like Earl or like Pearly and Naughty and others. But you'll be surprised how many people approach me and say, I love the show, I hear the show, and start talking sports. And I ain't talking just regular people. I'm talking women. I'm talking older men, younger men, girls, guys who all talk sports. So if the Guardian feels it fit that we have an hour sports talk show from 5 to 6 and the sponsors say, hey, we like your response, then be here. Because, Sparky, I really don't care what you want to talk about, to be very honest. To be very honest, because I have a lot of complaints of people coming and telling me I let you stay on too long, and I'd be nice about it and allow you to talk. But when you can try embarrass or insult me, no, brother. That ain't going to happen. That ain't going to happen. I apologize. That will not happen. You got another call on the air, Mr. Producer? Callie on the air. Callie on the air. Well, I guess they hung up. But like I said, no, Sparky, I can't let you do that, bro. I cannot. You're not going to come and tell me, but people, if people didn't want to be on this show and didn't want to talk, I wouldn't have the taxes and the calls I'm having, okay? Is Kershaw going tonight, or is he coming out of the bullpen, or it's do or die tonight? Hey, how much time, Sparky, been talking and airing out the air? See, Sparky, people complaining now. Kershaw's not pitching tonight. Everybody, listen, all hands on deck tonight. Lance Lynn is starting for the Dodgers tonight. All hands on deck tonight. You can't lose. You got to pitch everybody and worry about tomorrow. Call you on the air.
Yeah. Finally, I just got cut off accidentally. Listen.
That was me. I messed up. I apologize. What's up?
Yeah, that's all right. Listen, you don't have to be apologetic to Sparky, okay?
I actually apologize to my listeners, not Sparky. I apologize to y'all.
Yeah, because he does this just about every day. You entertain him several times when you're supposed to be talking sports. He's running on with something else. He don't understand the show. The show has a format.
And
all the listeners prescribe to that.
Thank you very much. Thank you very
much. 1 hour of sports. 1 hour of any other thing.
And it isn't as if he's coming with something new to me. He's telling me the same thing every time he calls. So Sparky, this Naughty show, Naughty run the show. When I hear, I run the show. You ain't gonna control me.
Exactly. You have the responsibility today, and you run the show accordingly.
Thank you very much, sir. I appreciate that. Thank you so much. We got a text here. Texas says Sparky thinks he's the manager of Guardian Radio A. Mr. Producer, let's take our voice break. We're taking our first break. This is Pearly filling in for now. You know what? Let's take this call quick, and then we'll take our break, okay? Call Lee on there.
Hey, what's up, Pearly?
Everything cool. What's happening?
He lucky Naughty was in there because Naughty was going to light him right up.
Well, I'm trying to be nice, you know. That's my nature.
You can't hear you sound half-cut. He bust right up. You understand? Don't worry, but Spark, you know, I'll spark him and do his talk politics and stay on the phone all day.
What's happening, Ministry? What's happening?
Listen, I watched the Miami Heat game last night.
Uh-huh.
But I didn't see Jimmy Butler.
No, he didn't play. And guess what? They put the camera on. He was dressed in street clothes. And he had a hat on. They wanted him to take the hat off to see it. But I understand he took that and put dreads back in.
You think he really can come on the floor like that?
We're going to find out very shortly.
Man, I hope not, man. Jesus, Lord. That's my team. I don't want Jimmy Butler to bring my team down like that.
Ah, Lord.
I put the channel on the game, and I had my hand over my face, like, you know, like when you put your hand.
Yeah, like, oh my goodness.
When you're in the sun.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was just peeping to see if he was going to come on the court. I really didn't want to see that sight.
They did an ESPN did a piece on it. There's like, they put it, come on, take the hat off. Take it off, please. But he didn't take it off.
All right. All right, Freddie. Have a good one, man. You're doing a good job.
Thank you, my brother. We'll take our first break. This is Pearly filling in for Naughty, Guardian Radio, Talking Heads on 96.9 FM. We'll be right back.
Shoes and Accessories is your one-stop shop for all your footwear needs. Whatever the occasion, John's is confident you will find what you're looking for. Among our always growing collection of amazing and trendy styles, we cover women, men, children, the whole family. Together with John's great prices and helpful and friendly customer service, your experience in shopping with us will be time well spent. Too busy to come in store? Shop with us online, www.johnshoes.com. John's also now carries small home appliances. So come on in today at John's. We put fashion at your feet.
Naughty Johnny's restaurant can only be described as the experience you want to recreate again and again and again. Their motto is simple food done well. You're welcome into their home at Naughty Johnny's, where you can dine on crack conch fritters, and other Bahamian favorites. There's also an international flair that's guaranteed to offer something for everyone. Enjoy a good meal and listen to a live band on their patio Friday and Saturday nights, or brunch on Saturday and Sunday, only at Naughty Johnny's restaurant in the Old Town Plaza, Old Fort. They're open 11 a.m. to 10 p.m. Monday through Thursday, 11 a.m. to 11 p.m. Friday, 10 a.m. to 11 p.m. on Saturday, and 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. on Sunday. Naughty Johnny's. Well worth the trip.
The Grand Bahama News is available every Tuesday in the Nassau Guardian. Buy your local paper at Freeport Convenience Stores, Western Bakery, DeGregory's Fine Foods, and Bellevue Gifts. Want to reach your Grand Bahama customers? Then call Barefoot Marketing at 827-4578 or message them for ad rates via their Facebook page. Advertising opportunities now include classified ads too. Keep up with all the latest Grand Bahama news in the Nassau Guardian newspaper every Tuesday.
Wherever you are in the world, Cleveland Clinic's world-class care is here for you. From Ohio to Florida to London, Cleveland Clinic treats thousands of patients every year, ranked number 2 in the world by Newsweek. You can trust our caregivers to enhance your experience across each step of your treatment journey. For every care in the world, learn more at clevelandclinic.org/Caribbean.
Juicy fried chicken, mashed potatoes with gravy, and a hot buttery biscuit for only $5. That's genius! Part of the KFC Genius menu, the KFC $5 snack box delivers on flavor and value. Need to feed more than one? KFC's Great Picks has got you covered. Packed with 4 thighs and 4 legs, fried to golden perfection, plus 4 buttery biscuits for only $20. More genius! Hungry for deals? The Genius Menu at KFC. It's finger-licking good.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, quality.
We're back. This is Pearly coming back, and callers. I used to row and people like that on air. So if I row like that, please forgive me. But I'm not gonna allow anybody come and dictate to us how we do the show. We do current affairs, politics from 4 to 5. We talk sports from 5 to 6. It is fully sponsored. The sponsors love it. The sponsors are here. And we're getting callers and we get people listening. So don't tell me Bahamians ain't in the sports. Like, no, they may not be as fanatical as I am. No, they're not. But there are a lot that are. All right. I'm in several sports chats. We got over 100 and some people in each chat and they're talking sports all day. So don't, you know. Say, you don't know Sparky is the star of talk show. Give him the credit. I ain't knocking from nobody this. You can call me, you know. And I've been very accommodating to Sparky. But you know, we'll be talking sports. I ain't gonna let Sparky talk me. From talking sports. Well, you saw a guy, the D-backs bats explode on the Dodgers tonight. Boy, listen, I believe, I honestly, and people say this wishful thing, but I honestly believe we're going back to L.A. for Game 5. I really believe the Dodgers and the Diamondbacks will be back in L.A. for Game 5. You can't shut my bats down straight through. A couple of games, yes, but you ain't going to shut my bats down straight through. But, you know, I for the final 10 today, we talking the herd, talking Dolphins are back in control after losing the Bills. And I mean to put this one up because I want the caller who like Brock Purdy to see what he has to say about what the herd has to say about Tua and the Dolphins team and we're back in control. And I tell you, the Dolphins come in the division. So we got tonight a couple of great things happening tonight. John Quayle. John the Bahama Mama, John Quayle, Bahama, no, she called it, what did the announcer call it? The Bahamian Beast. John Gale Jones and the New York Liberty are playing tonight. They're down 1-0 in the best of five series to the Las Vegas Aces. So that game is going to be, I think that's going to be 8 o'clock. Is it 8 o'clock? Is it 8 o'clock they play? Yeah, 9 o'clock. They play 9 o'clock tonight. So they're in Las Vegas for game two. And then they go to New York for 3 and 4. And then if necessary, game 5 would be back in Las Vegas. And then some other things going on tonight. The Braves are actually at the bottom of the second inning, no score. They're playing there in Philadelphia. There's 1-1 there. The Astros at 7 o'clock in Minnesota. Astros lead that 2-1, and then the Dodgers down 2-0 to the Diamondbacks. They play a 9:07 game. And then exhibition basketball going on tonight. So you got the Lakers hosting the Kings tonight, and the Celtics and the Sixers going at it tonight. And then, I tell you, you can watch football every day, right? You can watch football game every day. And then this person can text me, my Vegas Aces are taking this. Well, listen, I don't know. They are 3-3 in play. Well, actually, it's 3-3. The Liberty beat them 3 times, twice regular season and once for the President's Cup. And then the Aces beat them 2, and then there's once for the playoffs. So they 3-3. And each time the team has won by more than 10, by double digits. Each time. There's been no close games. Liberty come out and roll them out, be up by double digits. Aces come back, roll them out, double digits. So, and I think both have won on each other's courts. So it's going to be quite interesting to see. I have become a WNBA fan, and I pull for John Quayle. Wherever she go, I go. I was born in Connecticut, and she goes. Wherever she go, I go. And I'm not normally like that with teams. I pick a team, but because she's the only Bahamian woman playing in the WNBA, I got to support her. And I got to go where she goes. So that would be Colin Hurd, the final tennis, Colin Hurd. He's going to talk about the Dolphins being back in control of the AFC East. See, when you host this show, you can control them things. And I get to put the one on the dock, but I say, no, I'm not going to talk to Naughty today. Then you get some college football today, NCAA football, UTEP and Florida International. That should be a good game. Florida International had a pretty good team. And Sam Houston and New Mexico State. And hockey is back. Hockey is back. They had this kid, this new kid come back yesterday, Denard or something like that. He's 18 years, supposed to be a sensation for the Chicago Blackhawks. He got a point yesterday. He didn't score a goal. You get points for goals, and you get points for assists. So he got a point yesterday in his debut, and they won. So a lot of people are excited about this guy. He's supposed to be the next Wayne Gretzky, the next great hockey player. For those of you who like hockey, I'm not a huge hockey fan. I do follow it. I keep up with the scores. I keep up with the standings. I keep up with some of the players. But I'm not a fanatic. I'm not into hockey like I'm into football or baseball or basketball. So I just wanted to put that out there, okay? Dame Lillard will be making his Bucks debut on the weekend. So we'll see how that goes. Then, with baseball finish, you got a lot of things going on, different surgeries and stuff like that. Fellas getting fixed up so they could be ready for spring training. So a lot of that's been, I think Lindor's having a small surgery from the Mets. Now, let me put this out there. So, if we lose tonight, you're going to call me and rile me or tease me. I can put it out there. First of all, the Dodgers were not favored to win the division this year. Let's get that straight. Let's put that out there now. But we won it, and no excuses. The fear that I have for the Dodgers is we have no starting pitching. Dustin May, this is all our starting pitch from April. Who's there? Dustin May is out for the season. Tony Gosselin got hurt, he's out for the season. Julio Urias did stupidness and lockup. And then Walker Buehler never made it back, and he'll be back next year. And then you're going to get Kershaw. The bullpen solid. We gave up 3 runs in the first inning and last game, and the bullpen shut them down, gave up 1 run over 8 innings. So I'm not worried about the bullpen. Bullpen rest and long rest is good for the bullpen. Rest and long rest is not good for the bats. I don't think the Dodgers bats are going to go dead tonight. They can't go dead tonight, or else we'll be out of the series. So I think you're going to see Mookie and company open it up and just start hitting the ball tonight. Good afternoon, Texter. Good afternoon, just tuning in. I just read that the Hornets have released Kai. What the heck happened? I'm trying to figure out what's going on there. We saw it coming. Naughty and I spoke about that. We saw that coming. He been doing some weird stuff. And he demanded a trade. Hopefully somebody will pick him up. He does have some talent. I don't know what's going on with him in his head or nothing like that. I'm hoping he's all right. It's just, I see some crazy TikToks. I don't know. But I'm hoping somebody will pick him up. If that did in fact happen, I gotta check that out. But if he did, I mean, I believe you texted him. If he's been released, I saw that coming. And that's oh boy. I hate when, like I say, I just be proud of my Bahamians to make it anywhere. And when things like that happen, it bothers me a lot. And I really almost kind of take it personal. But going back to the Dodgers, so one star pitcher, the old man, Kershaw, who was bombed, who did not look good. And quite frankly, he's had ups and downs in the playoffs. He pitched great today and pitched crappy tomorrow. Great, crappy, did great. Done consistent. But the rookies have been carrying the Dodgers, and I think it's paying now. It's catching up. The playoffs is a lot different in the regular season. And so the question can be, you know, Noddy has been talking about the Yankees and digging, and Steinbrenner Jr. is going to open up the checkbook and start buying, but the Dodgers get money just like them. They get a Fox money, the big Sportsnet contract. So will the Dodgers spend money on the rotation next year? I think Bobby Miller is a lock for being there next year, but I would look at bringing one, maybe two players in. Kershaw probably will retire. If he doesn't retire, he's not going to give you what he's given you in the past. And if he doesn't retire, it definitely be like next year will be his last year. And he'll probably do the retirement tour and stuff like that, and they'll just nurse him all the way through. So that means you'll have to look at one or maybe two players. Ohtani's out there. He won't pitch in 2024, so it makes sense to go after him because you want his bat. Or because you're not going to have a pitch out him until 2025. So, I mean, that doesn't help you next year. That helps you, yeah, going forward. It'll be a lot of other pitchers out there who are going to be in the free agent market. Should the Dodgers spend some money? Should they make a trade? Yes, yes, and yes. They should spend some money. They should make a trade. They should see what's going on out there. And because the others will be competing in teams, and some players will be out there. Dodgers got the money. They don't have a lot of players on the long contracts. J.D. Martinez, all those guys who are on one-year contracts. So some of them, I would hope they will bring at least J.D. Martinez back next year. And maybe look at maybe Haywood. Then you get Peralta. All of them on one-year contracts, maybe two. So it ain't like the Dodgers got a lot of money tied up. They're going to have some money to spend next year. They're going to be able to bring a player or two in. So I look forward to it. And we'll see what happens there. We'll see if they do what they're supposed to do. The Braves are top of the third, still no score with the Phillies right now. There was a joke, and I was supposed to bring this up in Noddy yesterday, and I totally forgot. The Dolphins players, there's so many analytics in sports today. They measure every little thing. They measure if those who cut to the left and how many catches you get like that, all kind of things. But one of the things that they do measure is how fast that a person runs on an open field. And when they say how fast, how many miles an hour they go. So the Dolphins got like the top five speeds. Achan got most, Tyreek got one, Achan. So Achan in the game went up to 21 or 22 miles per hour, 21-something miles an hour, and became the fastest speed for the year. Right after that, Tyree will say, no, I coming right back. And he went out and ran. So the Dolphins got a track team. Achan is out for a couple of weeks. They signed somebody named Funk today. I don't know who he is. But they signed him to the practice team. They didn't sign him to the regular roster. He probably bring some depth to the team. Jeff Wilson is going to be back, he's promised to be back. He should be practicing now. And he'll be back this weekend, so that's some depth. Montserrat will be the key, and then Jeff will probably be his backup. So I'm excited about what happens with the Dolphins this weekend. I'm scared of what happened to the Dodgers tonight, so let's see what happens. We got another call on the line, Mr. Producer. Hey, caller, what you saying? Come on in.
Really, what happened to HN?
He has a knee injury.
What?
It's not season ending, though. It's not season ending. He'd probably be out a week or two. He was talking about trying to come back this week, but the Dolphins have been very cautious with injuries. So if they can hold him out, they got Carolina this week. They may not really need him this week. And then you got, I think you got Philadelphia.
Is Waddle back?
Yeah, Waddle's back. Waddle played last week.
And what about Mostert?
Everybody's there. Jeff Wilson is now back off injured reserve. So we really just missing. I'll pull up the injuries right now for you, you know. He's going to be out a couple of weeks, and they thought he may have to go into IR, but he's not going to have to go into IR. So it's just a knee sprain. They're not going into very big details about what kind of injury, how bad, what the actual injury is. But if they're telling me it's just a knee sprain and he's going to be back in a couple of weeks. Yes, if they're saying it's a knee injury, it's probably just a sprain. It's nothing serious.
Man, that's our track star. But we really don't need him for Sunday, though.
And then you got Berrios is questionable for Sunday, but he'll probably play. All right? And then the defensive tackle, Brown, is questionable for Sunday. He'll probably play. And and Sanders, he won't play. Okay?
Okay.
So
we really don't need A-Chain for Sunday, though.
If it was the Philadelphia, if we were playing Philadelphia or Kansas City, I would say maybe so. But playing Carolina, I don't think we should need him. I think we should be able to beat them without him. I think Montreal and Jeff Wilson and others should be able to carry the load. And I think we'll be fine. And like I said, the Dolphins have been very, very cautious with injuries. They've not rushed anybody back.
Right.
And they're playing for the long haul, not for the short term.
That's good. Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Cool.
All right, brother. Not bad. That's it, Mr. Producer. It's been cool. Is that it? I need to talk a little longer because I know how long the Herd Show is. I think that's about 9 minutes. Okay. People, it has been an extreme pleasure to be here with you. Let me take this last caller, Mr. Producer. And then we will say farewell. We talked to this last person here. And then we will say farewell. Good afternoon. You're on Talking Heads with a Pearly today. What's happening?
Oh, hey, right there. You know, I used to die out of Orioles, so.
Boy, let know your heart broke, hey.
Man, look, we've been over 100 games and gone in the playoffs.
Yeah, but let me say this. I say two things for you. The Orioles were a year early.
Hello?
The Orioles were 1 year early.
So
them getting beat in the playoffs should not be a big thing to you. Let me tell you something. Y'all got a shortstop coming back. Matt Holliday's son coming next year, who could be your starting shortstop. The Orioles got a good young team. All the position players are there. They're using their head and signing these young players in some long-term contracts. Baptista's going to have Tommy John surgery, but he'll be back next year. Yeah, the Orioles got a future to look. Don't worry about what happened. You should be proud of that team. They did well. I did not expect them to win that division.
Them starting pitchers. I have.
He
pitched good.
You're gonna need to start a signing pitcher next year. Maybe two. Definitely gonna need one starting pitcher next year.
Yeah, we need one or two starting.
So that's expect. Pitchers. Like I said, the Orioles were not expected to be there. The Dodgers were not expected to be there. So I don't feel bad about it. You know, I'm a Dodger. I'm gonna brag. I can feel the pain of losing. But at the end of the day. The Orioles did fantastic. I tell you, they're 1 year early. They were not supposed to be there this year. I expect them there next year.
Okay, one more to come in. Kyle Jones.
I don't know what's going on. I'm going to do a little.
I read the paper, but they say he was mad and came on. His average only was 2 points a game or something.
Yeah, so.
One rebound.
And he quoted said he demanded from the Hornets a trade.
I don't know what he worried about getting traded.
The minute he said he wanted a trade, see ya. Don't want to be here. That's how they do. That's the business.
Boy, look here. He's in trouble.
Somebody will grab him up. If not this Europe.
In Europe. I know he ain't going to be. Don't be there.
Man, you never know. He has a skill. He has a skill. Okay? Yeah. All right. Okay. Well, callers, listeners, Texas, thank you so much for making this a great day. We'll see you soon. This has been Pearly filling in for Naughty and Talking Heads. We're going to go to the break. And when we come back, Colin the Herd is going to talk about the Dolphins taking back control of the AFC East. It's been great. Thank you, Mr. Medusa, for another great time. Love working with you, brother. See you next time. This is Pearly saying goodbye. Be safe. We'll talk soon.
The only thing better than a KFC Deluxe Chicken Sandwich is a KFC Deluxe Chicken Sandwich and fries for only $7. At KFC, our fried chicken experts know that great taste is in the details. Fresh lettuce, ripe tomatoes, creamy mayo, and a KFC 100% white meat chicken filet stacked on a toasted brioche bun. Now served with golden fries for only $7. For the best chicken sandwich, always go for KFC. It's finger-licking good.
Cancer Treatment Centers of America is now City of Hope, creating one of the leading cancer care and research networks from coast to coast, providing more of what you need. More locations means more care closer to home. More specialists means more expertise.
More research means more breakthroughs. More advancements means more treatment options. And more options means more hope. Learn more at cancercenter.com.
Play with island games.
We making dreams come true.
Play with island games.
We paying more out to you. Don't mind the noise in the market. You getting cash in your pocket.
Cause island games is spicy and spicy is tradition.
So when you play
island games,
we putting Bahamian's voice guaranteed to pay.
Island games.
We like them mother jokers. We've been here from the start, from the bike to computer.
Island games.
We can make your dreams come true.
We playing with island games.
Struggling to repay your loan? Let us help you get back on track with payment terms that suits your financial situation and improve your credit score and credit report with the Bahamas Credit Bureau. Inquire about our restructured loans today. Call us at 356-7764.
Ready to experience a classic Dunkin' Donut as the ultimate coffee delight? The new Dunkin' Boston Cream Latte is the perfect balance of sweetness and indulgence. Savor freshly brewed bowl espresso, creamy milk, rich dark chocolate and vanilla flavors, all topped with whipped cream and drizzled with chocolate. Available hot or iced, the Dunkin' Boston Cream Latte has the taste sensation to make your heart sing. The Bahamas runs on Dunkin'.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, quality.
David Tepper. I don't know if you've heard these comments, Cowherd. Take a listen.
Talk to him every week, multiple times. You know, usually talk either Monday or Tuesday after a game. And, you know, he's super competitive. He wants to bring a winner to the Carolinas. He wants it now. You know, wants it now and pushes me and pushes us to that end. He wants to do whatever it takes and turn over every stone. And listen, it's only been a short experience, but it's been a really good experience. It hasn't been fun. You know, it's not fun. Those meetings aren't, I wouldn't characterize them as fun meetings. But those meetings make me better, and I trust they make us better.
Well, I mean, discomfort is important. There's nothing wrong with a little discomfort. They gave up DJ Moore. For the record, they feel like a fit with Jerry Jeudy or a Cortland Sutton or somebody. Like, they're not paying the quarterback. They're not, the Christian McCaffrey's gone. They're not paying the quarterback. I would go get a legitimate number one or a 1A receiver. They don't have anybody to throw to.
When do we start the... Well, Tepper wanted Bryce Young, and Frank Reich, I was a C.J. Stroud guy. When does that begin?
I think they like Bryce Young. I think people are saying that.
What?
But
based on what?
Good intel. I think they like Bryce Young. I think Bryce Young is going to be good. Now, C.J. Stroud's better than we thought. That happens all the time.
No, so far, C.J. Stroud's better. But what have you seen in five games that leads you to believe Bryce Young is good?
I do not believe anybody. Like, Daniel Jones isn't very good. The O-line's wretched. Now, he still makes mistakes, but there are times. Justin Herbert had a terrible O-line. Justin Herbert's a top five quarterback on the planet. Bryce Young's not that. This kid needs help. He is more of an accurate, smart manager of a game. He's not going to pull a bad franchise down the street to win.
So you just need to get him an offensive line and receivers.
Let's get him some receivers, one of them at the trade deadline here. I think they should go out and call Denver and say, let's do some talking on Jerry Jeudy. Because Denver needs draft capital, and they need a player.
All right. You want to guess the line? Panthers at Miami on Sunday.
14.5.
That's good. It was 14.5. Now 13.5 because Miami's got some injury issues with Achan, the running back, going on IR.
Well, Miami's probably going to sit some guys this week.
Wait, just rest up for the Eagles game?
Yes.
Treat this like the UMass game for all.
Yeah, I can see Miami resting. If guys got a little dinged up, I can see them resting three or four starters. Huh. They're good enough to do that. For Philadelphia, you better not be dinged up.
I'm surprised you're not a little more concerned with Bryce Young's start. I mean,
it's like five games. He has nothing to work with.
Hey.
It's It's not Jordan Love who sat for 3 years, learned the system.
Certainly, certainly.
And it has
Jordan, who looks better dropping back in the pocket, looks more control, confident.
Well, Jordan Love does because he's not running for his life on every play. And they also have Christian Watson, Romeo Doubs, good young tight ends. I mean, Green Bay's got some players. They're just kids.
Who do you feel better about today? Today, Bryce Young or Mac Jones?
I don't feel great about either one. I want to see if Carolina can deliver some players.
Who do you feel better about today, Bryce Young or Zach
I think
Wilson?
Bryce Young's a much better prospect than Jordan Love. If Bryce Young was going into year four and looked like this, I'd be like, it's a miss.
It's over. It's a right. All right, next up, Denver Broncos. They're 1-4, looking to get back on track tomorrow against the Chiefs on Thursday Night Football. History not on their side. Denver's lost 15 straight to Kansas City, dating back to 2015. Russell Wilson wants the Broncos to create a new history.
I think the important thing is that we got to create a new history, you know, and we got to be able to do that with one play at a time, one moment at a time, one game at a time. Obviously, over the past, you know, however many games that we haven't been able to win, I always tell you guys, every game's a history of its own, and we got to be able to focus on this one and go win this game.
Hmm. Yeah.
You want any interest in a wager here? I see 10.5.
I don't, you know me well enough to know. So does the audience. I like usually 3 out of my 5 picks are underdogs, and I just avoid. I did consider strongly Detroit last weekend, but I talked myself out of it. So
I took favorite against Carolina.
Yeah, I just stay away from those games.
I did during the commercial. I went and bet Denver getting 10.5. I know Denver's been wretched for years. The last 3 times these two have met, Kansas City's been awesome, Denver stunk, and they've been 1-score game. 4 out of the last 5 1-score games. Divisional matchup, Denver's going to try really, really hard. Kansas City's probably going to go through the motions, right, get a 21-3 lead and just coast. Kansas City has the Chargers on deck. That's a real game next week. I don't know if they overlooked Denver, but I can definitely see them taking their foot off the gas third quarter.
Kansas City wins games in their division. But they win a lot of them narrowly. Yeah. They're in a lot of close games,
especially
in division.
When they're a big favorite. Yes. You know, yeah.
Mahomes has
tough.
Never been a great. Mahomes with better weapons has never been a great quarterback against the spread when he's a huge double-digit favorite.
What were they against the Jets? Weren't they huge favorites, like a touchdown?
Yeah, and that game was go either way.
It was 17-0, and then you just screwed around and whatever, and the Jets cover. Final story is one more Cowboys action. I gotta say, I do take some glee in Dallas's struggles.
Why is that?
Because all their fans are unreasonable, and they think that the Cowboys are awesome, and they're just not. CeeDee Lamb did not hide his frustration Sunday, as the number one receiver saw just 5 targets in the beatdown against the Niners.
Yeah.
He even questioned the identity of the offense. I think that was your Monday morning take. And that prompted Mike McCarthy to have a great visit with CeeDee Lamb and had this to say.
I'll just say this. If he's not pissed off that he's getting the ball, then I'm pissed off at him for not being pissed off. I mean, he's an impact player. I mean, he's, you know, he should feel that way. But, you know, I just think like anything in life, you know, how you handle things and how you move forward is, you know, how you affect others. You know, there's so many things, good things that can come out of that. But, yeah, I mean, yeah, I'm fully aware of it, you know, and it was frustrating. You know, it was frustrating not doing your part, you know, on offense. And, you know, and I felt that, just, you know, I felt frustration also as a play caller.
I will say this. Dallas did not get a scheduling break. So you go west, you get trounced, and teams generally, after they play the Niners, are a little beat up physically. Mm. Now you got to go back out west. The Chargers, off a bye week, with an offensive coordinator that has taken Herbert to a new level, and they get Austin Eckler back.
Well, I got to check. Dallas might stay out west. I don't know if they went home yet. I'll
but
look
this
it
is
up.
A tough spot. So the Chargers, and again, it's a defensive coach, so I always...
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.